For a decade, this place kept its true purpose a secret. To do otherwise would jeopardize those who came here. But when the story could be told, early travelers journeyed here to see a piece of history. The unique story that was unearthed is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Need to get some rest. This is the worst headache ever.
Right arm's all tingly all of a sudden. Must have slept on it last night.
I keep losing my balance. These old bones need some exercise.
Granddaddy, what you just said doesn't even make sense. It sounds like gibberish.
Signs like these could be more than what they seem. They could be a sign of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Sudden trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
In 1855, Alan and Barbara Mayhew built a cabin in Nebraska City, Nebraska. Soon after, it became a stop on the Underground Railroad.
The Mayhews had something that became known as the cave, kind of cellar area, makeshift sleeping quarters in the back of it on their property, underneath another structure like a smokehouse, and it had a small tunnel that people could crawl out of into a nearby ravine to possibly hide.
Bill Hayes says that cabin and the secret underground passageway underneath it gained much fame once the Civil War was over.
Right away, you know, within 15 to 20 years after the Underground Railroad activity here at the Mayhew Cabin is over, and there was people starting to call this site John Brown's Cave and connecting John Brown to the activity that was happening here, and that name just stuck, and the stories grew.
There's no evidence that Brown was ever at the spot. The only connection seems to be Mrs. Mayhew's brother worked with Brown to move escaping slaves from Kansas to Nebraska. Perhaps a more accurate name would be the Mayhew Tunnel, but the title, John Brown's Cave, stuck.
We still got the original 1855 Mayhew cabin that you can walk inside. We've got the replica 1930s cave and tunnel that people can experience because that was built to give people an idea of what it was like.
There's also a museum that tells the story of the cabin and secret tunnel and the larger story of the Underground Railroad. Traveling the countryside in Nebraska City, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McCrae.